Hello. Absolutely not suggesting that all know that well. I have they're often employed in dangerous jobs, because from Central Asia, in construction, in public transport, or being told them not to speak a Lenten menu during Lent, but praying in public, evangelizing for a faith is a crime. Why? Russia wouldn't have become Christian if Saint Volodymyr had not. Since the Krakow City Hall attacks about 6 months ago, there's been this spate of xenophobia, and I suppose the Putin's oppressive state is trying to use this as a lightning conductor or misdirection to divert people from the domestic discontents, the failings of the government, its countless crimes against the Russian people, its illegal war of unprovoked aggression, its constant defalcations and so forth, by scapegoating ethnic minority people, and they're particularly needed to go to remote, inhospitable regions where it's difficult to get Russians to work. So Russians facing this demographic time bomb and population implosion. So what are they going to do? So they need that because, of course, Putin's got at least 200 men killed in the war, and about a million people have fled. A population of 140 million, that's quite a lot. Admittedly, they've annexed some of Ukraine, taken a few million people. They've also kidnapped about 20,000 children and even some adults. That somewhat offsets the population decline. Nevertheless, it is declining. So Russia needs these workers more than ever. It's going to need them increasingly, but they're often stopped and asked for their passports in public places, but they're being harassed. Police, even there's no suggestion of a crime, taking the police stations questions for hours. So it's reading how 3,600 Tajiks have been turned back at Russian airports and sent home over the last 6 months in the wake of the Krakow City Hall attacks. Tajikistan and Kyrgyzstan are some of the most dependent in the world on remittances from their guest workers abroad. So people are going to Russia, and it's almost impossible to gain citizenship, taking over 10 years, costing several thousand dollars. And so very few of them managed to do it. I heard of an Uzbek accountant who succeeded in obtaining Russian citizenship. And increasingly, they find themselves cajoled into enlisting in the Russian army, where they're often used in meat attacks, as in their lives just frittered away in diversionary attacks. It's terrible. And all these regulations for them, and they're not to know their immigration status, from shaken down for the by the police for dusur, and I don't know what the situation is. They can be complained about, they can't change employer or residence and so on. So it's terrible, this bureaucratic nightmare. The Byzantine nature of the documentation that they go through is horrific. So it's making it less and less alluring to go to Russia, which is really irrational, just tormenting them, just so cruel, and actually against Russia's national interest, which needs these people ever more. A graying population with fewer babies born, with a lot of people in higher education who want to do white-collar jobs. Well, they're not that many, I mean, and so they're not willing to do these low-paid jobs. Even the so-called white-collar jobs in Russia are not very well paid, and making it very difficult to obtain citizenship, telling them that if they enlist in the Russian army, this will fast-track their citizenship. If I were Putin, what I'd do is say, if you sign up for the Russian army, you will get citizenship on day one. When you sign that contract, we'll give you a passport within minutes. Your photo, and there it is printed for you. And that would induce a lot of people to sign up, and also pay them what you say you're going to pay them. And then the money gets sent back to that Central Asian country, and the word gets around, no, this is in your financial interests. So it's all so foolish and so short-sighted, because where's Russia going to be a generation hence? Not 140 million people, maybe 120 million people, through deaths outstripping births. And these Central Asians increasingly are saying, let's go to China, let's go to Middle Eastern countries, where the pay might be better, the conditions not quite as bad, we don't suffer so much racism, don't suffer, stick out like a sore thumb, and the police don't give us grief all the time, or even Kazakhstan, where the money's not quite so good, but there's certainly no racialism, the phenotype is the same, and we're not told we have to abandon our culture and stuff like that. It's not Islamophobia, and very easy to get to, just take the bus and train from, certainly from Kyrgyzstan or Uzbekistan, which it borders. Was Russia that almost always involves a flight? Then these are the flights, very expensive, a few hundred dollars. And so if they're turned back, they've lost a whole month's salary or something. So I do feel very sorry for them. And one of my Russian pupils was openly racist against his people, saying, oh, well, everybody knows they're inferior. I can't go to a state school. I have to go to school with Tajiks. Well, what's wrong with that? Well, they're stupid. Are they? How do you know that? Everybody knows that. I don't know that. And they were all into racial equality. So it's all very dispiriting, and I do feel terribly sorry for them. So it's illogical, but that's xenophobia for you. Blaming the other. And obviously 12% of Russians are Muslim, so Islam obviously is essential to Russia. They don't want to lose Dagestan or Chechnya or Tatarstan and so on. Anyway, thank you so much for watching my channel. What do you think Russia's immigration policy should be? Is it treating these workers fairly? Are these regulations justified at all? There's a sort of training video that they're going to have to watch. They're considering making it compulsory across the entire country. Right, thank you so much and watch. Make sure you subscribe and donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. So subscribe on Patreon. Toodaloo.